Sometimes life can be difficult. Take the time to talk is about talking about your situation. So this is my situation. I'm a happy guy. I'm always positive. I'm always trying to talk to people. And sometimes I get into a conversation, a conflict or a discussion. I'm a person, 46 years old now, in the Netherlands. A person who wants to find a mission, possibilities in life and to create. I'm a person who wants to connect to people and wants to have a lot of friends. I like to travel and I wish to find a budget to travel the world. So I'm a person who wants to connect to people and wants to see the world and wants to enjoy life. I'm very positive. I'm really talking about myself now as a person who is happy, healthy, and maybe even honorable. So in 1999, I started with the idea to support charity companies, organizations, funding companies who are helping other people or even planet and animals. It was a year that a lot of people thought that the world might end because the year 2000 became a big thing in the world. Of course, the change of the millennium, a century, a decade, and a normal year is a big thing for everyone. But at that moment, I was just thinking, I'm gonna interview a lot of people. I'm gonna ask them some questions. I'm gonna ask them four questions I have about myself, my life. What is my biggest wish? What is my biggest fear? What do I really enjoy? And what do I think is going wrong now? So in that time, I was living together. I was studying. I was trying to study. I was living with a friend in a house. And later, my girlfriend at that time, she came also living in my house. And we had a good relationship at that moment. I was working a bit on myself, but I was smoking, I was drinking alcohol in the weekends, and I was still eating meat. At that time, I was a different person. Now I'm vegan, I don't smoke and I don't drink, and I really try to be a pure and healthy person. So I try to sport a lot, I try to do exercises and cycle, and I try to walk and sometimes swim. But I love to play tennis and padel, and nowadays I also, I finished playing football for a while now, but I played football also, but I'm also searching for different sports, different ways to see the world, to be outside, to go outdoors, and I'm searching for opportunities to be healthy and happy and honorable. So I've focused my life on being a journalist, and I had a press card for a while, for a long time actually. I paid money to the organization in the Netherlands for journalists, and monthly I paid by my bank for company. So Go the Good was the name. That's a big thing for me to talk about, because Go the Good is a thing. I wanted to make it real big. I wanted to make it a label, a logo, a merchandising thing to support charity organizations, to fundraise money and to find ways to help people out of poverty, out of the war, give them support like UNICEF. I worked for UNICEF for a while. I worked for War Child. I worked for Greenpeace for a while as a fundraiser, but not at the head office. I never get to the big people who decide to how to spend the money or where the money goes to the projects. Sometimes I got an interview, but mostly with directors of organizations, companies who are commercially focusing on a product or sales or on anything that is media related. So my name is Stein, but actually my real name is Constantine. And I started to name myself Stein because it's shorter, it's easier to talk, to say, so it takes less time and it's takes less energy to connect, to talk with me and to say my name. Stein Online became a thing, and later on it became Vegan Stein, of course. So maybe if you know this story already, it might be boring now again, because listening to the same story again and again might be awful. But this is my story. This is what I have to talk about. This is what I have to say to the world. Being 46 now is in your mind. You know, you've been 20, you've been 30, you've been 40, and now you're going towards 50. I'm getting bald, I'm getting older, so I'm not that fast anymore, and might even lose some other things, like missing things out or just forgetting a lot. I don't know. I'm getting older, and I hope I can get towards 100 or 100 and more. I always say, if I get to 180, I'll be happy, but if I get to the half, to 90, I'll also be happy. My goal is very high, of course, but the main issue is that I just want to live. I want to be happy and live, and I don't want to think about that or too much, or I don't want to talk about negativity. I just want to be positive and happy and do good things, and like to talk to people with positive conversation. So Take the Time to Talk is also an opportunity to give people a way to talk about their lives. I can interview people, of course, ask them, what is your biggest wish? What is your biggest fear? And what is the way you think about in life? What you should change? What do you really enjoy? Can you tell me something about the way happiness came to you in life? What made you happy or unhappy? And what did you learn in life? So there are a lot of conversations possible, of course. Maybe you're religious and you want to talk about that, or maybe you are a scientist and you have something to tell about the things you know. Knowledge is important to share, and that's why journalism is very important, that we all are part of it. If you are a civilian journalist, then you can just support by writing and making pictures and recording audio. So Take the Time to Talk is about telling what you want to do, telling what you do, and telling who you need or what you need to do what you want to do and what you wish to do. It's also about taking the time to talk about your emotions. So at this moment, I'm a little bit sad about the way my relationship is going. I hope it will be getting better, and if we can connect to each other again and see each other again and again and be happy together. But sometimes there are moments that we have discussions about what we feel and how we feel about it. And it's hard to talk about it now in public. So if I raise this up, it also brings a lot of questions to myself and to the world. And it's also a private thing. So I don't want to talk about much about the person or about the way it's happening now. But I want to say about my feelings. I really miss her. I really like to connect to her. I'm happy she comes to me. And when she comes to me, it's really like a surprise, of course, because there was no appointment and suddenly she's there. And that's amazing. That's wonderful. But sometimes it also feels like I'm waiting for her to come to me, and she doesn't say when she will be there, and she doesn't connect to me on the phone, because there is no connection on phone anymore. Everything is blocked, like Facebook, Instagram, everything, all on social media. No WhatsApp contact, no SMS contact. And that's a big thing that's difficult. So how to talk with someone who doesn't want to talk on the phone, not on text, these kind of things. This is an issue in my mind, of course. The same thing is with a neighbor who doesn't want to talk anymore. Okay, I don't want to talk to that neighbor anymore, and let it go. With another neighbor who doesn't want to talk anymore, but there was a friendship and there was even a possibility that we would sport together, and suddenly there's no connection anymore. So you feel pushed away, you feel sad, you feel a little bit angry, of course, but you also think, let it go. You think, this is the way it should be, this is probably the intention of the universe, I have to do other things. I have to meet other people. I have to sport with other people. Maybe the age difference is a thing. If someone is older, you might think, okay, they might know more, or they might be more intelligent, or they might have more yeah, emotions and maybe more stress about life or maybe more frustration. But if they are younger, you also might think they might be too young, they don't know much, or they have too much trauma, they have to really think about themselves, or they have to learn to listen, or they have to connect better, they have to learn how to communicate, they have to learn the language, but also learn how to communicate. And these things are in your mind, but the most important thing is that you feel respect to the people, and that you feel that you want to connect to them, and that you want to be friends, and that you want to love them, and you want to be together, so that you want to have a talk and a conversation. Take the time to talk is about how can you get back to a conversation? How can you get back to the friendship or the love? Take the time to talk is about how can you let it go? And how can you find other people to talk with about the things you have in your mind or what's happening in your life? Your emotions are your emotions. No one can talk about that but yourself. And you can talk with anyone about your emotions, of course. But the way you talk about it is the way you also find ways to connect to other people and to solve solutions, solve problems and make solutions. So if you feel sad and bad and angry, then your response or your actions might be not so right. But if you feel relaxed and you feel that you're happy and you feel healthy and you feel strong, then you might be very relaxed and you might communicate very easy. You say the things you need to say, you be silent when you need to be silent, you listen to the person and you really listen to the things they have to say. And then you hear the things you need to hear, but you also say the things you need to say so they can hear the things they need to hear. Talk and talk and talk. That's very important. So take the time to talk is about really taking the time to listen to each other and also to say the things to each other, what you need to say. In this moment of life, I need to say to the world that I want to find a job. I want to find opportunities to sport more, to do more with padel. I really hope to be a padel trainer in the future, maybe, if it's possible for organizations who are in the world anywhere. I love to travel, so if it's possible to be a trainer somewhere in a beautiful country, then I would go there for a while. But I also love my country, Netherlands. I love my city, Alkmaar. And sometimes I have dreams to live in Amsterdam or to live in New York or Los Angeles or to live in India. I want to live in Bollywood, somewhere in Delhi or somewhere in Mumbai or somewhere in Goa or somewhere in... Where can I live? Of course, I want to visit Indonesia. My father is from Indonesia. He was born there. And my mother is from the Netherlands. So I like the Netherlands. I've been raised by my mother. It was a time when my father and my mother separated. They were divorced. I was raised as a young child. I was 2, 3. And then my mother and my sister were the family I had. So I was raised by two women. My sister is 4 years older, and 4 years, 2 months and a day, actually, is a thing. It's like when you are two, she's six. But when you're 12, she's 16. And in that moment, she was trying to help me and support me and to a little bit raise me because my mother was studying or working. So thinking about that time, it was difficult also, but I learned a lot, and I also learned to talk better with women maybe than most men, because I had most of my conversations with women. I saw their emotions and I learned to listen to my own emotions. Talking to women is sometimes difficult because women are different than men. I'm a man and I sometimes think at a way that a man shouldn't think or should think. That is what life does with you. Sometimes it's with your emotions, your hormones, with the way you're treated, the way your surrounding is, your area, the culture. Sometimes it's a religious thing, and I've been very religious about God. Like, I thought I was a Christian and I followed the way my grandmother was living. I prayed and these kind of things, but suddenly I decided also to understand more about the universe and to understand more about more religions and about what is peace and war and what is why people are in hate or in love. And then I saw that many religions, and also the religion about Christianity or Muslim or these kind of religions, they say that there is a God that is empowering you, but also is in power of you. And they say that you cannot kill, but also they give the opportunity to make war a reason to live for or something. And to have a fight or discussion, but you shouldn't be jealous on anyone, or you shouldn't be angry at anyone. So it's a double standard. It's like you read the book and suddenly you read the double standard in it. So people in power, like the priest or the domines or the rich people, they had the power over the community, the people, and they found ways to talk about religious things that people should obey and that they should do what God says. But the most important thing is that you should obey your heart, that you should obey true love and being true to yourself and speaking out the truth. That you're about yourself, that you tell who you are, where you are, what you do, that you're honest and that you feel protected, that you feel safe. So if you're not safe, you cannot talk to anyone and say where you are and who you are, because you might be killed. You might be even tortured and killed. So there are a lot of people in the world, they're in war now. The Israel-Palestina thing is going on, or should I say the Palestina-Israel thing is going on. Or should I just say Middle East thing, or also the Russia-Ukraine, or the Ukraine-Russia thing is going on. And it's a big thing. Afghanistan has years of war, and many of people flee. They are refugees, and I know a few people who are refugees, and I don't know how to talk with them if they are in stress or if they are in trauma, but I want to be a friend. I want to help them. I want to support them. I want to maybe even help them clean their own houses or whatever they need to do administration. So I'm a friend if I can be a friend. But in sometimes you're pushed away and they don't want to talk anymore, or they don't want to speak in your language, or they don't want to talk about the thing you're talking about. So they want to talk about the things they want to talk about. And suddenly you're in a fight or a discussion or in no friendship anymore, in the no friendship zone or the no love zone. And what's happening is that you feel that you need to take space and time for yourself. They feel it. And it might take time, it might take months, years even. But let's say it takes a few days or a few weeks, and then suddenly you come back in a conversation and you start to become friends again, or you start to become lovers again if you are lovers. This is a lesson for me to just let go, learn to listen to people, listen to the silence, and listen to the way they want to live. Let them live the way they want to live, and don't judge, don't discuss it. Let people be who they are. If they don't want to be vegan, let them not be vegan. If they want to smoke, let them smoke, but take a distance, step back, step away. And if they are smoking in an area where they shouldn't smoke and you're there, you can say, can you please not smoke here, because it's not allowed to smoke here. These are simple things, because the law tells you and it helps you to be healthy, but sometimes the law is not that right. So it's just for this year that in sport clubs people could not smoke anymore. 2024 is the new year. Next year coming, so it's now November 2023, but in 2024 a lot of people will know that at sport clubs you cannot smoke anymore. And I was saying, when I was quitting smoking at my 30s, it was like in 2007, July 2007, I was quitting smoking. I quitted smoking, and then I was saying, months later, I was saying, oh, I don't like it. People smoke around me and I get sick. I feel bad about it. I feel and depressed about it when people smoke around me, and I feel the negativity from the past, and I smell it and it doesn't smell right, and it really annoys me. And I needed to let it go. I needed to let the stress go. I needed to make the negative thoughts go. I needed to just let people who they are, and if they're smoking, I'm just walking away and I'm just doing my thing and I'm going somewhere else, and I'm going to sports Or I'm going to cycle, I'm going to home, or I'm going to anywhere else. And sometimes when I'm at the station, I just said to the person, would you please not smoke in my area? Would you please just go a little bit further or just not smoke here? And then they sometimes listen, but there are also people, they don't listen, and they keep smoking there, and then I just walk away. Just say then, okay, thank you, you're not helping me, then I'm just going away. And this is in life. If you want to help each other, come to each other, go to each other, talk to each other, call each other, even text each other, but don't make a conversation, a discussion on text too much. Try to avoid that. Just try to just make appointments by text, WhatsApp, or these kind of things. Social media, just post your thoughts, your feelings, of course, but most of the times just post a picture. Just post where you are, what you're doing or something. Don't do too much conversation with discussions, but just show who you are, what your life is about. And talk about your feelings, of course. Just write down if you feel bad, if you feel sad. But don't trap anyone in making a discussion. So don't fight their way of living, nor don't make a fight on social media too much. A lot of people try to do that, and they're time wasting their time daily just fighting online and discussing online, but never getting to the real conversation. Take the time to talk, sit down, just sit down together, record it as a podcast, of course, and make it possible for us to take the time to talk. Take the time to talk podcast, but also if you just publish it for yourself or share it with us, anyhow, take the time to talk at gmail.com. You send an email with your podcast and we will try to listen to it. My name is Stein, but maybe the people around me who are helping me will try to produce more productions around me. I will say we will try to support you, help you. And I'm just a person, so I'm not a we, I'm just one person. But I mean with we that I hope my friends, my family, everyone who's around me with helping me with the project Take the Time to Talk will really help you to take the time to talk and to solve some issues, solve some problems. So now it's time to end this podcast. It's 22 minutes and almost 22 seconds. So thank you for listening. Hope you'll share it and like it, and yeah, be part of Take the Time to Talk.